An ordinance amending Chapter 21 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by adding an exemption for wall signs for certain buildings in the city.
Thank you for that, Chair. Since this is the first read, we certainly can have further discussion on council. Is there any further discussion that anybody wishes to lob out there? I see that there's none. We're going to move on to public hearing of Chapter 27, zoning pre-submittal meeting. And with no objections, I'm going to open this public hearing. I see no objections, and we will once again hear from Howard.
This is a text amendment that would initiate the idea that there would be a pre-submittal meeting requirement of applicants who proposed zoning changes. We're going to have a rezoning, special land use, or any other action that would affect real property in the city.
Hearing from people back there, they can't.
That applicant would be required to hold a publicized pre-submittal community meeting with surrounding neighborhood associations and community groups within 1/2 mile of the subject property and adjacent and nearby property owners within 500 feet of the subject property. They would have to publicize an advertisement. They would have to make notice in writing to those adjoining property owners, hold and attend the meeting, and then submit evidence of that meeting when they apply for the mayor and council approval for the zoning action. Proof of the meeting could be a sign-in sheet, could be the newspaper ad, there's paper local circulation. The item was first brought up before the community council at their September meeting. They generally approved of the idea, with the idea that the meeting should not happen more than 120 days prior to their submitting the application to the city. So the idea would be that you would hold a public meeting in February and then make submittal to the city in October after everybody who was at that meeting had forgotten. It later went to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission also looked favorably on the recommendation. The idea is that they thought the 120-day provision was good. In the instance where there are multiple community meetings prior to submitting to the city, for whatever reason, if they need to hold more than one, the last meeting cannot happen more than 120 days prior to submittal. And they also wanted to clarify in the text of the ordinance itself what exactly constitutes writing. It said that the meeting needs to be publicized in writing. They decided that an advertisement in the local newspaper and a letter mailed to adjoining property owners would suffice. They supported the idea with those two changes. Staff discussed it, and we don't necessarily support the idea. We currently already have four public meetings, two of which are public hearings. It's advertised in the newspaper. There's a sign placed on site. There are letters that are mailed to currently everyone within 300 feet of effective action. So to have a fifth meeting for an applicant, they seem somewhat onerous. The idea that the meeting would happen outside the bounds of city codes and guidelines, if there were some political pressure placed on the applicant by the community at the time, wherein they seek exaction in return for support of the project, I don't know that that would necessarily be fair or judicious to the process. So staff, for that reason, can't support it.
Okay, thank you, Howard. Questions for Howard about this? Yes, Robert.
Howard, how does this compare with DeKalb County's process?
It's my understanding this is DeKalb County's process.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, other questions. Denny, how does it compare with Sandy Springs, Johns Creek, Milton, Doraville's process?
It's my understanding, I looked at Roswell. Roswell didn't have a pre-submittal meeting. They also don't have the area council or the community council like the CAB does. And I didn't find anything like this in Gwinnett County either. I didn't look at Sandy Springs or Johns Creek or Milton specifically.
All right. Any other questions for Howard? All right. Thank you, Howard. All right. With that, an open public, no public comment?
Oh, it's got,
yes, I'm sorry.
You're going to do public first or us first?
Nope. Yep. Go ahead.
As we already mentioned, or Robert and Howard mentioned, this mirrors DeKalb County's code, and this is what we're used to here in Dunwoody. We've had a number of these actions in my neighborhood, and this meeting, this preliminary meeting, gives the power to the community, to the local civic association. I was president of the Dunwoody North Civic Association of over 1,000 homes. When somebody wanted to make a change in my neighborhood, it was vetted through us first. It was discussed. We had a couple hundred people show up when they wanted to put a commercial rezoning on North Peachtree Road. This is a very powerful local tool, which I'm in favor of. If you've ever been and seen one of these meetings, they can be very, very boisterous, and they can go nasty if somebody is trying to pull something over the, well, you know, pull something over the eyes of the community. They can also go rather well if it's done correctly. I like this process. It goes local. It goes down lower to the lower than the Dunwoody Homeowners Association. It goes to your local subdivision. And that's what I like about this. It brings it home. It brings it down local. It's vetted. And then it can move through the process smoothly and efficiently because the action has pretty much already been worked out by the people who are going to be directly affected. That's my take on it.
Great, thanks, John. Any other internal discussion before I open public comment? Yes, Tom.
I just want to echo what John said. We were talking about some of the same meetings with the commercial rezonings on North Peachtree. And, you know, I think the applicant realized after that first meeting that this was something the community was going to oppose and save time, money, or whatever during the rest of the process because, John, I think we got 200 people there, and that was only because it was night versus a swim meet. Half the people couldn't show up.
Correct.
I mean, it's an effective way for the applicant, if they don't know the area or don't know the neighborhood, to kind of get a feel on what the directly impacted folks right there, not just the city as a whole, feel about that.
Right, yes, Dan.
You know, a couple issues I can remember a few years ago when Publix wanted to build across from the library and they had something like this. I kind of wonder if we're repeating, what maybe the community council was set up to do. And, they hold their meetings here, so they could possibly hold them there. Just not throwing out a point. I'm not, wishing a hill to die on or anything in the community way. But one of the things in here is that the location of the meeting has to be within 2 miles. I would just think that something to the effect that if no suitable facility is within 2 miles, then a location approved by the city manager that is as close as possible to the 2 mile limit should be in the wording in there, because if you get within the 2 miles, I'm sure there are places it would be very difficult to find a facility to have that meeting.
All right, thank you. Yes, Adrian.
If this becomes our standard, my only wish would be that the state and the county would also be held to the same standard to have these sort of meetings.
All right, thank you. Yes, Dan.
I think this just really codifies what a good neighbor policy would be, what you would do even when in the absence of this. You would want to go to your neighbors and get their opinion and their approval of things that you want to do in the community that may be up for question. And I'm very supportive of this.
Thank you, Dan. Yes, Robert.
I'll add one more comment. I'm also very supportive for a couple of different reasons than the one stated. One is that this gives folks an opportunity to find out about things before the clock has started to tick, right? Once the clock starts to tick, there's 15 days from the date of the notice to the date of the first meeting, and there's 45 days. This gives everybody a chance to get their antenna up before the submittal's been made and before we're under a timetable to move this along, and I think that's very important. I also think it's important that it gives the community an opportunity to know about something and to watch for it before it gets to the community council. In other words, this is a way to increase participation at the community council, because now there's been a public meeting before you get there. People know what's going on, and you don't have to rely on the word to spread in a very short period of time.
Very good. Thank you, Robert. Any other comments on this? Yes, John.
Just one question for Warren, or community development. Do we have a database of community associations other than the Dunwoody Homeowners Association? if something were to happen in Robert's neighborhood, as rezoning go through, do you have some way to assist them in getting that information?
How it's done?
Right now, we're using DeKalb County's property owner's database to get addresses in the surrounding areas. I know that there has been an initiative put forward by, I believe it's the Sustainability Commission, to try and make some connectivity between all the various homeowners associations for the idea of getting information from them and delivering information to them. But I don't know that specifically we have anything as far as a list of homeowners associations and officers in those homeowners associations.
It might be a good idea also to tie in with Neighborhood Watch and the police department, because a lot of those neighborhoods would have a Neighborhood Watch program at the same time.
Yeah. John, to further answer your question, I think from a variety of our sources, between the ones Howard mentioned, some of the invitations we've done for the open house and police, and what the police department does, I think we've got a patchwork of them, and we'll make sure we put that into one cohesive list so that we would be able to reach out to them in one shot.
Great, thank you.
All right, any other discussion on this?
All right, so I just wanted to answer a question that was asked for somebody. Thanks for my trusted computer again. Sandy Springs and John Street, do you have a version of this? It's required that the applicants submit a public participation plan of all these applications. It doesn't require him to have these meetings ahead of the application, but it does require him or her to submit the public participation plan report as to what happened in these meetings at least 7 days prior to the city council hearing of the rezoning.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. All right, any other internal discussion up here on this? Seeing that there's none, we'll move to public comments. And without objection, I will open public comments. Anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this, please make your way to the podium. A card is not required. So just please state your name and for the record and your comment.
Bill Grant. Actually, I think it's a very good thing. The two questions I would have, and I think it's also a very good thing to get the list, because the hardest thing for us to do is get the names to notify that we're going to do something, so the city could be a big help. I would caution you, I think the 120 days is way too restrictive. This process sometimes takes a year. And so I think the modification suggested is 120 days after the last hearing, that's workable. The other thing is the location. That's hard, and we struggle to find locations. You know, I use a Williams Room, I use a Sproul Arts Center. It's very hard to try to keep it within 2 miles. Would be extremely difficult. So I would like to see that most often. But this is a good thing. This is a way we do good developments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Anybody else who wishes to speak in favor of this, please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing that there's none, anybody that wishes to speak against this amendment, Chapter 27, please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing that there's none, without objection, I will close public comment. And if there are no objections, I'm going to close this public hearing. All right, this hearing is closed. And Sharon, when you're ready.
An ordinance amending Chapter 27 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by adding a pre-application submittal meeting requirement for certain land use petitions.
All right, thank you, Sharon. Any discussion here? Thank you, Warren. Further discussion on this? All right, there is none.